Workers and members of civil society groups picket the premises of the Ikeja Electricity Distribution Company, one of the largest power companies in Nigeria. It's a scene playing out across Nigeria in response to a 45% increase in the price of electricity. Ismail Bello of the Nigeria Labour Congress, the umbrella workers' union behind the nationwide protest, says workers and Nigerians in general cannot afford higher electricity tariffs in the face of rising inflation.
We cannot even understand why the decision to increase electricity tariff at this material time, when wages are extremely very low to cope with the rising cost of living. Transportation is on the rise. Many workers can't pay their children's school fees. Housing cost is rising. Food cost is rising. And yet government is determined to increase electricity bill by 50%. So how would the worker cope?
The energy sector is a joint venture between the Nigerian government and private companies. Nigeria's economy has been in a downward spiral ever since oil prices began to nosedive on world markets. Crude oil accounts for more than 90% of Nigeria's export earnings. Africa's largest oil exporter is now seeking other ways to generate funds and has turned to the domestic power sector. But low-income Nigerians are paying the highest price, struggling to make ends meet amid rising inflation while wages remain static. Sam Olukoya, FSRN, Lagos.